Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what the divine messages are for us today. And we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. So here is the magical DC Love to tell you all about who she is.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. I hope everyone is doing good today. My journey is a little different, I think, than a lot of others. The part of the journey that I find myself on presently started with sugar cookies, delicious sugar cookies with sprinkles, and they were in a 2-pound container. They flew off my kitchen countertop, all over my kitchen floor, which was tile. I had cookies and sprinkles everywhere. And my husband asked, "Do we have rats?" I said, "No." I couldn't tell him it was spirit. And then, if that's not enough to get your attention, my cell phone began to text me. It was my cousin's friend from the other side. And she just wanted to connect with me. And I was looking at my phone, and I'm like, how could I be texting myself? And the message was going and going and going, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. So I was erasing as fast as the message was appearing. And that's enough to scare anyone. So I guess it wasn't enough yet at that point. And then, to top it all off, Spirit actually sat upon me to get my attention. So I couldn't move, and I couldn't even breathe. So I'm screaming, get off of me. So all of this craziness propelled me onto my beautiful path, and I'm so glad that I'm here. Excuse me. All of it was sudden. It was unexpected. It certainly changed the course of my life forever. I discovered that I did have a really strong connection with Spirit as well, and since then I've never looked back. I did have a law enforcement background, but I've hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love instead. I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my beautiful in-spirit dog, Ginger, and I can't forget my not-so-divine guide. That's how I have to refer to her. There's no other way to refer to Joan Rivers. But she's my not-so-divine guide, and it took me a while, to really realize that she is certainly divine. She first connected with me while she was in a coma. I was walking past my TV, and the TV newsman was up giving updates of her condition. And, of course, she was in a coma, and I heard, "Can you tell Melissa and Cooper I'm okay?" And I looked, and I stopped, and, I looked around. There's nobody here but me. I'm like, "Lady, I'm a little bit out of the loop. You better find someone else." So about 5 or 6 hours went by, and she got my attention. She threatened me. And the funny part of it is that we've been together ever since. And Joan has left the door open, and those on the other side, they walk through it continually. My chance encounter with Joan has given me access to the most fascinating, as well as a wide variety of divine source. And I really feel that it helps me to relate and to work with people that are worldwide and, excuse me, from all walks of life. My journey has been anything but normal, and I wouldn't have it any other way because I feel like normal is overrated anyway. So I'm so blessed to be here on live radio with you guys. I get to access an even wider audience, and I bring my unique brand of divine messages and healing to people at regular intervals. Long story short, my purpose is to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. Love is what I do. Love is what I listen to. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. Barbara?
Thank you, DC. And I am the divinely appointed, anointed, activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. And that tells you everything right there. So we'll just go on with the show. No, just kidding. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach. So I help people to to gain clarity and understanding about who they are, about their lives, about what's important, about what's possible. It's about opening up to life. Most of the time we are actually pretty closed off from life, from the possibilities that exist for us. And we don't even realize we're that closed off. But we are, because we are living our habits. We are living what we've been taught. We are living what we've been programmed to believe. And I've been looking for a way to be more, to live more, to change my life. That's how I started on this path. I realized that my life didn't work for me the way that it was. And so I began to look for ways to make changes. And it's been an amazing journey, and I've experienced so many different things, and it's, you can't even put it into words. So I am also a conscious channel, and as I admit, lately when I'm doing my automatic writing class, I always channel a message at the beginning of that class. And last week, Cleopatra is who showed up, and that was really interesting to me. I never thought of actually calling for Cleopatra and having a conversation with her. So she was this amazing energy that I was feeling while she was flowing through me. This has been such a fantastic journey, and I absolutely love it. And I love helping other people on their journey. That's what I'm here for. So if you want to learn more about what I do, go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. There's lots of information. Feel free to read it all or just a little. It's totally up to you. I use a method that was gifted to me by the divine called energy upcycling. So this is not something that you're going to find a bunch of other people saying, oh, I do energy upcycling, that I know of. I don't know. The divine gives gifts to everybody. The divine gives gifts to you. So this is a wonderful way of letting go of beliefs, and I absolutely love it. If you want to experience, you know, set up a session with me and we'll do some work on you. I believe that's all I am supposed to say for now. So, DC, what messages do you have for us now?
Wow, you know, Barbara, Cleopatra, that is awesome. I'm wondering if, you know, there's a way that I could listen to that beautiful message. That is so cool. Very, very cool.
I should be able to dig it out for you.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to start off with my messages, and the first message is from Big Bird. A little bit at the end of the other part of the spectrum than Cleopatra, but good morning, peeps. Today is brought to you by the letters M and J for Morning with Jesus. Happy Tuesday, everyone. And the reason that I think Big Bird is coming in, Barbara. The beautiful man that actually was the voice behind Big Bird, Carol Spinney, I believe his name is, he had passed away. He was 85. A beautiful, beautiful man. So Big Bird came in this morning and, you know, gave me that little bit of news, and he just wanted to say hello to everyone. So he was just saying it's a sad day on Sesame Street, and he just wanted to come in and connect with our beautiful show because he said it really cheers him up, Barbara.
Good.
That's one of the crazy messages for today. Okay, a second. Okay, so we have a beautiful prayer, and it's a Mother Mary prayer for gentle self-care. And it was written by Cathal Jean Filippo. Beloved Mother Mary, Queen of Angels, please surround me in your peaceful, caring energy of soft, aquamarine blue light. May it surround me like the warm embrace of a mother, healing me on all levels. May it bring gentleness and security to my inner child. Please heal my inner child and help me to connect with it. May it awaken within me the ability to play and enjoy life to the fullest as I care deeply for this child in me. Dear Mother Mary, please help me to be gentler toward myself. Let me accept myself fully. Let me acknowledge my true self. Let me love myself completely. And let me take time to rest, replenish, and recharge my batteries. Please teach me gentle self-care. Now let me extend that gentleness and kindness to others. For only after I take proper self-care can I truly be there for others. I acknowledge this fact and vow to be there for myself and to not only honor others' needs, but also my own. And by doing so, I become more whole and complete, adding these energies of healing and care to the earth. So be it. Okay, so that was the beautiful little prayer, Barbara. Okay.
Yes, it was.
And I'm going to try to... Unfortunately, we have a three-year-old in the background, so I can't take care of the background noise here. Sorry about that. Okay, so we have Jesus coming in. Beloveds, good morning. Please don't let negative thoughts have control over your destiny. Stop them before they grow. Fill your life with positivity. The less you respond to negativity, the more peaceful you become. Let go of anything that steals your joy. Return to the path of inner peace, knowing that what you think, you become. Your outer world is a reflection of your inner world. Focus within and connect with your inner self at this moment in time. Your inner world has the power to transform your life. Connecting within brings understanding and purpose. God dwells within you. Allow his light to shine through your eyes. Beloveds, honor yourself. Your life is a miracle. So if God is within you, how can you fail? The spirit within you is much more powerful than the spirit that lives in the world. God has put a toolbox within you that has everything you need to fulfill your destiny. Create yourself through the power that God has given you, beloveds. You have been given unique abilities and talent. Use those beautiful God-given gifts to serve others. Barbara Grace Reynolds has been offering such beautiful, beautiful classes to help you to develop your spiritual gifts. Connect with her. One of the beautiful classes now is automatic writing. It's an amazing class to help you to connect with spirit. You have everything you need, beloveds, everything. And sometimes you can't hear the messages clearly. So this is why this show was created. Create yourself through the power that God has given you. And please start using those beautiful, beautiful God-given gifts. Don't wait. Why wait? Start today. Make things happen. It's almost 2020. Have you been making promises to yourself that you haven't kept? I think it's time now to really keep those promises. Close your eyes and breathe. Uncover your purpose. Connect with your goals. Create steps to make everything you've been imagining happen. Reveal the inner truth within you and the magic in your life. There is magic if you'd only believe and look. You can live life in two ways. Some people live as though there is, you know, as if nothing is a miracle. But then there are others. They see life as if everything is a miracle. And those who don't believe in miracles, they'll never find them. But the world is a magical place, and you get to decide what happens next. So now is the time, beloved. It's almost the end of 2019. Are you ready to make those wishes and dreams come true? Because as you know, the future does belong to those who believe in the beauty of the dreams, of their own dreams. And I'm always here for you, beloved, and I can help you every step of the way. And Barbara Grace and DC are here for you as well. I love you. Have a blessed day. Okay, Barbara, it's I'm turning the airwaves, Ginger, saying over to Auntie Barbara, and Jesus really loves your automatic writing class.
Well, I'm glad.
It's absolutely beautiful, and it's life-changing. And, you know, if people, you know, they say, well, how do you channel like that? Well, you know what? It could start very easily if you'd only sign up for Barbara's, her automatic writing. That is a form of channeling. And Barbara has these steps to take. She makes it so easy. And you get to connect with your divine guidance. It's an amazing class. So if you guys have been thinking about doing something, this would be something that I would say, think about this beautiful class. It will be life-changing. My life has changed so much just by being connected with Barbara. It's just amazing. I grow by leaps and bounds listening to all Barbara's beautiful advice and her wisdom.
Well, I'm glad I can share.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Here is what Jesus wants to say to us right now in this moment. We want you to understand the importance of you. And yes, we are talking about you. It is time for you to see yourself, to see who you are being, to see who you are becoming. And no matter where you are on your spiritual path or your life path or whatever you call your path, recognizing the importance of you is an important step. Most of you have been taught all of your lives to not recognize yourself. You were taught to look for everything that you desire, everything you want in other people, in situations and circumstances outside of you. And yet everything in your life starts within you. Recognize the importance of you. Stop looking for someone or something to change your life. Start taking the steps for yourself. Start within yourself. Open up to the power that is within you. Because you truly do have the power to change your life in phenomenal ways. You have the power to be the most magnificent person that you have ever imagined, times a thousand. Yes, you have that power within you right now. It is not something you have to wait for. It's already there. Everything that you desire is already there. Open up to receiving it. Allow yourself to have what you desire. It comes to you. It automatically comes to you. You don't need to go looking for it. You don't need to chase it. You don't need to hunt it down. It's already there. Your life truly is meant to flow with grace and ease. Stop struggling. Stop suffering. Those are choices that you are making. And you can make different choices. This is all about you seeing you, seeing the importance of you. You have abilities that you're not aware of yet. Go within. Ask about them. You can meditate on it in a very simple way. Simply sit and breathe, with your eyes closed, and ask, what abilities do I have? And allow the answers to come to you. You are connected to the Creator, to God, to Source, to the universe, to whatever it is you believe in. You are always connected. And this is not something you have to work in order to establish. It's already there. Let yourself experience it. Allow yourself permission to experience it. You are important. You are loved. You are connected. And your life is meant to be so much more. Let go of the old patterns and habits that you were taught. Just let them go. Start recognizing the importance of you right now. Okay, that's what he wanted to say. All right, so it is now time for us to start taking questions from callers.
Well, thank you for the beautiful messages, Barbara. They were amazing. And I have to, you know what, I want to just say, I have to agree with Jesus about your automatic writing class, because that is a form of channeling. And if people look, just, you know, if they're interested in taking channeling classes, they can cost thousands and thousands of dollars. It's unbelievable. And if they take your automatic writing classes, they're going to start channeling. I mean, it's just so amazing. So amazing. So I mean, I'm excited that, you know, people do, you know, realize how exciting and how beneficial it is. And they're starting to really, like, you know, like, wake up and say, wow, Barbara's class is amazing. And you've helped so many people on their journey, Barbara. I was just, Jesus is saying, Barbara, how many years have you been doing radio shows?
Ten, I think, but I'm not sure.
Wow. 10 years of experience, guys. Come on. Wow. I mean, Barbara, really, she talks the talk, but she can walk that walk along with it. She's truly amazing. So if you guys are interested, don't pass up this opportunity. You're so amazing, Barbara.
Well, thank you.
So Jesus
you.
Is really
so sweet of you.
He's excited today. So I had to, you know, I had to just reach out. But you know what? I don't know, like I said, how many people that you've helped. I, you know, could, if you had to take a guess, gosh, how many people do you think it would have been, Barbara?
I have no idea. I don't even guess about it. I just do what I'm supposed to do and
man,
let it go.
Yeah, man, that's amazing. Wow. Totally amazing. All right, well, Ginger's taking a head count. She said there's too many. I can't count them all.
Well, that's good. It's what makes life interesting and fun.
Yeah, and she's saying not only does she help, you know, people, she's had her furry friends, like even Ginger. You've helped Ginger, and you've taught her as well. So it goes beyond just people that you've helped, Barbara, just so you know that.
Well, that's nice to know, too.
It is.
Well, it is now time for us to help some more people. So if you have a question about your life, or you want to know what kind of divine message is there for you, give us a call at 646-716-5045, and we will be more than happy to help you to move forward on your path and to become the amazing fabulous, wonderful person that you already are. Okay. Our first caller is, looks like Nathaniel, area code 951. Good morning.
How are you? Good morning.
Hello, Nathaniel. Good morning.
Hello.
I have DJ Jackson in the background. I apologize. He's just in a musical mood this morning. Terrible. You know what? Like, all the fun that he's having, Nathaniel, it's a message from above that you should be connecting with your inner child as well. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And just play like you did when you were a child. Your inner child, Nathaniel, like little Nathaniel, saying, he doesn't play with me. He's not any fun anymore. And he's sort of saying that you feel, like, really sad, and it makes him sad as well. You feel like you're neglected. He's saying, Nathaniel, I want to connect with you and have fun with you, okay? And he's saying, you know, you've also been a little bit overly critical of yourself. Please don't do that. You're amazing. If you could see yourself through my eyes, you would see a totally different person. So little Nathaniel really wants to help you, Nathaniel, okay? Okay, and I kept seeing the figure of Mother. Now, Mother Mary is with you. She's been with you for quite some time, so I don't know if you've been connecting with her. But I'm getting there's issues with your birth mother. Does anything come up when I say, like, your mother? Because
I had a stepmother and then another mother. I had a dream about her last night. And I think we were in this big Metroplex or something, and we had, like, a little lunch or something. And I remember we were going off where we parked because it was kind of far. So, we parked over here. And I can't remember exactly all about it, but had some dreams.
Because you're carrying a lot of heavy emotions. And it's time to like some of that, Nathaniel, to release all of it. So I don't know, like, why, you know, like, you can't remember the rest, but sometimes, like, the angels only allow us to remember what we can handle at the time. So I do feel like they've been giving you, like, a lot of signs and trying to help you to just, you know, to go forward, to release all the stuff that's not for your betterment. Okay? And like I said, when I say mother, uh-huh. like Mother Mary is always with you. I see her as well, hon. Okay?
Yeah.
And I'm hearing the word miracles, Nathaniel. So, you know, believe in God's miracles, because I'm getting a miracle is manifesting for you. It's not going to come to you the way that you expect. And I'm getting healing as well, hon, okay? I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, Nathaniel, for that little bit of healing that you need today, and I thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Let me come back to here and now. All right. So we're going to do some dear innate statements to clear the energies that are around you. Dear innate, I clear the heavy energies associated with Mother.
Dear innate, I clear the heavy energy associated with Mother.
Dear innate, I forgive all of my mothers.
Dear innate, I forgive all of my mothers.
Dear innate, I accept that I have worth.
Dear innate, I accept that I have worth.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to be alive.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to be alive.
Dear innate, I accept my power.
your need, I accept my power.
Dear innate, I release the need to prove myself.
Your need, I release the need to prove myself.
Dear innate, I accept the importance of me.
Your name, I accept the importance of me.
Dear innate, I release all struggle and suffering.
Your name, I release all struggles and suffering.
Dear innate, I move more and more into the energy of love.
Dear innate, I move more and more into the energy of love.
Dear innate, I release all fear.
Dear innate, I release all fear.
Dear innate, I release all anxiety.
Dear innate, I release all anxiety.
Dear innate, I release the negativity of life.
Dear innate, I release the negativity of life.
Dear innate, now is my time to shine.
Dear innate, now is my time to shine.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
A nice deep breath. Hey, how do you feel?
Good.
Okay, they're playing I Got the Music in Me again, so let your music out.
All right. Well, thanks. Thank you. Have a good day.
You're welcome. You too, sweetie.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we are going to our next caller, which is 1111111111. Hello, who is this? One, 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 one. Where are you?
Hidden, muted, but I'm here.
I kept hearing, it's Queen, but I was like, well, where is she?
Somewhere over the rainbow. I came to visit the divinely appointed, anointed, incomparable DC love. How about that? And Cleopatra, I love that you had that message. And I am a previous student of your automatic writing class. Loved it. So many blessings received from it. And I would love to hear from Cleopatra. Hi, DC.
Hello. Good morning, Queen. So nice to have you with us.
Oh, thank you for being there to be with you, to be with you.
It's an honor, my goodness. And you know what? We have a beautiful angel stepping forward. And what is she showing me? Okay. Okay. Queen, are you honoring yourself and allowing yourself, I'm getting empower yourself. I feel like you don't, you know, like you don't tell others like all about you, like all the good stuff. There's so much more, you know, of this amazing queen that others don't know about.
I'm getting ready to do more of that though, so I'm on
okay.
That path.
Her Ginger's coming in. She's saying, "Queen, girlfriend, tell it like it is. You know, the world wants to hear more about you." Okay.
They're about to hear. Those who have ears to listen, who will listen, I'm getting ready for it. Thank you.
Okay. And Ginger's showing me that, like, all of your abilities are coming in so much stronger. Okay? So I don't know if you've been, you know, realizing that. And Jack said, no more drums right now. Jack, no, no, honey. Later on. Later on. Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry. And I'm getting, Queen, let go of your logical self, Queen. And Ginger's saying, just, you know, let go and trust, like, your heart center, what's in your heart and everything. And she's saying, girlfriend, just explore, have fun, feel everything. And I just see you going down this amazing path, Queen. Because sometimes the logical side of ourselves is not the way to go, of course. Okay? And Ginger's showing me, she's saying, Mom, she is growing by leaps and bounds. Wow. She loves all of your essential oils that you're making. She's looking all over your crystals. She's saying she's got it going on. Wow. You're amazing, Queen. And I'm
Thank
also
you.
Getting,
Thank
you know, she's saying, you know, this is a message we've given her like quite a while ago, and we're still giving it. She's showing me these little hearts around you, Queen. So I don't know if you're open to any kind of, you know, having, you know, any kind of love in your life, you know, on the physical plane there, but she's saying if you're ready, Queen, it, you know, it can come your way. So she's saying you have to, she's got to be open to it and really, you know, be ready for it to come. But I see all these little hearts, Queen. Are you open to love at all?
In many different forms and fashions, yes.
Okay, because she's showing me, she's saying, Queen, get ready because this is going to be an exciting time if you're open. Okay, and she's saying she sees someone coming in that's really, really dynamic, as are you, really intelligent, really outgoing. I'm hearing, this is weird, like I'm getting, it possibly could be an old flame. Is there anyone that you could think of?
That's an old flame that fits that description? I would have to meditate on that.
Okay, because you know what, maybe like, you know, old flame, maybe it means even in another lifetime, I'm not sure, but she's saying old flame, okay? And she's saying you're manifesting at this time, Queen. This is a wild time for you, you know? So she's saying try to stay focused because this is going to be a time where things that you dreamed of are really coming into your reality. You're manifesting them, girlfriend. She's saying
Beautiful.
You're this amazing goddess, Queen. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it. And she's showing me, like, these two people coming together, and this is a beautiful relationship. And, again, I'm getting that you knew this person, okay?
Okay.
So I'm getting that again. Like, it's someone that you did know, Queen. You know? So I don't know if you feel that's a good thing or whatever, but because Ginger's... She's just trying to think, and she's not getting it right away, but that's okay because what you have to do is just, you know, just allow, hold space for it, okay? And she's saying this is a blessed and beautiful relationship. Go ahead, hon.
Well, another lifetime sounds even more intriguing than the past relationships to me.
Yeah.
Something new.
Well, I'm getting, you know, you knew this person. That's what I kept getting, Queen, so I don't know. Ginger's saying, yep, she knew him. You know, like, so I don't know, but I'm getting to, like, you know, like, don't worry about money because when I see, like, money and then I see love, I see Christmas lights that are all tangled up, Queen.
Okay.
And, you know, there's a lot of times where the two are always connected. I mean, they've been linked. You know, love and, you know, and our finances and everything throughout history. So Ginger's saying let go of, like, any concerns, Queen, okay? And she's sort of untangling your Christmas lights, okay?
Okay.
She's saying just, you know, just have fun. You know, connect with your inner child, play. And, you know, if you can connect with that beautiful inner child, that's going to give you the joy that you need, and you are going to attract the beautiful, okay, just that beautiful, joyful spirit. So playing with your inner child has so many benefits. So So schedule a play day, you know, with that beautiful inner child. That's what I'm being shown. And I'm getting Queen. Ginger's, you know, she's saying, when you laugh and you're just that, you know, playful queen that she loves so much, she's saying she has like this enormous magnet in her hand. And she's saying, you're like a love magnet, okay?
Mm.
So she's saying, you know, smell the roses, smell your beautiful essential oils, and visualize what it is that you, you know, would really set your heart on fire in regard to love. Okay?
Okay, and I just bought me some more roses, so I'll go smell
beautiful.
Them again. And,
and she's just showing that I'm just seeing, like, you know, when you do connect with this person, you're going to be going on this beautiful, beautiful voyage somewhere. It's going to be a beautiful, like, romantic trip, okay, with that special, special someone.
Hmm.
So you've got to be, you've got to connect with that joy, you know, and just stay in the moment and find, you know, blessings throughout your day. You know, be that happy person that you are, and it's just going to bring more of all the good stuff into your life, Queen, okay? Any worries, just, you know, let go and give them away. And I'm getting a healthy relationship is coming, a healthy relationship. So I don't know, like, have you been, you know, holding out on us, not telling us something? But I'm getting let go, let God surrender it all. Ginger's saying let go of it and just let all the good stuff flow into your life, Queen, okay? And connect with that beautiful Godness within. And yourself to be more accessible to others, Queen. So those are my divine messages. And Ginger's saying she wants to hear all the juicy stuff, Queen. So whenever you're ready.
Oh, okay. I'll let you know, Ginger. You know, in fact, you can witness it if you want. How you like me now? Woof 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 woof. You know, anyway, when you asked to hear about Cleopatra, and thank you for the messages, I remembered that you had mentioned that there was a time that I was with Cleopatra, so I knew that was timely for me to have come in, and then you were asking about her to tune into that vibration. And I appreciate the moment. Is that Jackson playing a shakeray or a tambourine or something? Because it sure sounds like it. I love his energy being with us as well. So I just wanted to put that out there that Cleopatra is, you know, permeating the airways right now. And I sure would like to hear from her. Again, the divinely appointed, anointed, activated, incomparable one.
Hi, Queen.
Thank you, DC Love.
Hi, Queen.
How are you, sweetheart? Hi.
How you know the word Jeffrey to say?
Okay. He wouldn't let go until he got to say hello.
I love
to
it.
Auntie Barbara. So I had to let him say hello.
That's quite all right. My pleasure to be in his energy deeper. Mm. Yeah, I see his beautiful face. He's such a charismatic character. In the photographs you take of him, you catch him in such, you know, wonderful expressions.
Well, you know what he did,
always.
Queen? He actually woke up early the other morning while his mommy was sleeping, and there were Christmas presents under the tree, and he opened up all of his brother's presents, as well as the packaging, like everything was opened up, torn to shreds. And then he hid all the presents on the couch under a big blanket.
And that's being like a child. I love it because it sure is funny. Ooh.
Yeah, so when his boy up and came downstairs, he was saying, I'm sorry. And it was truly hysterical. And they have two little dogs. They ran and hid. They were not going to get in the mix. They didn't do it, you know, so they were hiding. So it was funny.
He had fun doing it, too. I wonder what he was looking for. I wonder what he was looking for. I don't think you'll put the presents under the tree so early again. Maybe you won't do it again. I don't know.
It was his mom. I wouldn't either. I mean, that's like, you know, putting candy out on the counter, like, come on now, you know?
Exactly.
That's what I like. But God bless him. And I told him, you know, Santa called because his mommy told me what he had did. And I said, oh, my goodness, Jackson, you opened up all your brother's presents while his eyes were hanging out of his head. So.
That's funny. That's funny. And, you know,
yeah,
that
it
up,
is.
That opens up the more of being like a child and playful, because children do things like that, you know. So don't put limitations on the way you can receive laughter. That's funny. I'm going to go to somebody's house and open up their Christmas present. That's just a joke.
Well, you know, if you're going to do that, you're just saying, Queen, have running shoes on when you're done.
I'll be sure to have my running shoes on. I have a pair I haven't worn in a long time. So, yeah. And I have a friend who probably will have stuff under the Christmas tree. I'm just going to say I'm thinking about doing it. I don't know. That's funny anyway. The humor is humor.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Ginger for you, now. Barbara. Ginger for you. For that cough, ginger and lemon.
It's not a cough like that. It's just a, I don't know if it's part of Cleopatra's energy, because ever since you asked for her, she's been here, and she's been chatting with me, and I can feel all this amazing energy running through me. So while you guys were talking, I was listening to Cleopatra.
I love it. I love it.
Okay, and here is what she wants to say to you. One of the important things about life is accepting your own power. It is one of the things I did during my lifetime. Now, there are some people who believe that I was gifted with more power than others, but I wasn't. I allowed myself to see my own potential. I allowed myself to follow my own heart, to know that Ra was with me always, and that I had the ability to be whomever I chose to be. I did not give my power away to others. I utilized my power in my own life. Now, some of the things that you have heard about me were not true. It doesn't really matter anyway. I encourage you, both of you, to stand in your power, to accept that you can create anything and everything that you desire, that it doesn't have to be difficult. It never has to be difficult. Never. Let difficulty leave your life completely. You can have a life that is truly amazing, a life that flows, a life that shows the truth of who you are. And the only thing keeping you from that life is you. So let go of all of those beliefs that hold you back. Now is an amazing time to live in your truth, in your power. See yourself as the Queen of Egypt. See yourself as deserving. See yourself as surrounded by people who want to help you to be more. See yourself being loved and adored. See yourself deserving all that you are. And this is not a matter of diminishing anyone else, because you don't need to diminish anyone else to be more. Let them be more as you are being more. Let all of you rise up together. Let yourself create your life. You have the power within you. You have the power within you. You have the power within you. So use it. Don't wait. Start now. Namaste.
Namaste. Hotep. Ooh. Ooh. Magnificently. Royally. You.
Queen, I've seen a couple
Thank
of
you.
Your videos, and they're beautiful. And I was hearing while Barbara was just giving you that most amazing message, was Cleopatra, the dance of hands. So I don't know what that means, but that's what I was being shown, you know, is Cleopatra. And then I saw you, like it would go back and forth. So I don't know. You're going to have to think about that one a little bit, maybe Google some stuff. I don't know what it means, but Cleopatra, dance of hands.
But, you know, one of the strongest qualities or energies when I dance is my hands, the movement of my hands. And then it makes me think of mudras and the meaning of, you know, different positions of the hands. So, yeah, my hands are very powerful. So that makes sense to me. And thank you for taking the time to look at my videos and receive what I...
Oh, they're beautiful. They're absolutely amazing. As well as the beautiful jewelry you make. You know, it's just such a beautiful, beautiful gift that you have. So beautiful.
Thank you, along with the gifts that you have. And each of you is so blessed that you are able to give messages to people, one, in general, but then that you have the capacity to continue to give messages to people who need a longer time to spend with you to receive, that you can keep giving the messages. That is such a blessing. That is such a blessing. And again, the class that, the automatic writing class, fabulous. Anyone should take the opportunity to go and be with the Anointed One as she shares her offerings in this way. Namaste. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hotel.
Beautiful. Thank you, Queen.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yes, thank you, Queen. Okay, I got to come back to myself and stop being Cleopatra.
Oh,
although
my goodness.
She has wonderful energy.
Wow.
All right. We are going to move on to our next caller now. Okay, and our next caller is from area code 510. Good morning. How can we help you?
Good morning. Good morning, Leanne. How are you?
Hey, Leanne.
That was powerful. I came in at the end, but I was like, whoa. Timing. Beautiful. So just saying hello and thank you and any messages. I'm just open and, feeling freer more and more and grateful.
I just, when I heard you say Leanne, I saw you grounding to Mother Earth, Leanne. But do you go outside and physically, like, you know, stand there and feel yourself grounding as if you have, like, roots on the bottom of your feet?
Yes.
Because that's what I was seeing. Yeah.
It's really a part of my, when I write about natural medicine, that truthfully needs being in nature anywhere, just but being in that and just immersed in it. You know, even if it's the rose in front of me or a weed in front of me, all of it's beautiful, and just being able to be with what's right there with nature is,
And it's true that you're, you know, when you're out there, you're open to all the healing that you can receive while you're out there.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
Nature and the abundance.
Yes. Okay.
You know? So just make sure, like, you know, like you take care of Leanne daily before you do anything else.
Yes.
Okay, and then focus on all the good stuff. All the stuff that's waiting to come your way as well.
Yes. Thank
okay,
you.
I'm like abundance and just all the beautiful stuff that's waiting to connect with you.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just trying to see what the angels are showing me here. Okay, yeah, I'm trying to come back to after that message. Listen to your inner wisdom, Leanne. So much wisdom within you.
Okay.
Okay. And the wisdom that you have, like, now is, like, some of it's from now, but there's a lot from past lives.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that's what it feels like a lot of the time.
Is there anything that you need a resolution to? Because I'm hearing resolution. There's something
maybe,
like and that you brought with you. It is from a past life. You know, something that you did bring with you is from a past life. So I'm even getting like physical healing.
I'm just like, going to add. That's funny.
Physical vessel.
Go ahead.
Because I'm feeling
just,
like.
Yeah.
There's going to be something really fast coming for you. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Is what I'm getting. So make sure, like I said, I just feel like all tingly, like when I saw you like outside connecting with Mother Nature.
Okay.
And your angels are with you. They, you know, they listen to everything that you're saying, your thoughts, your prayers. And they want you to trust in, you know, the messages that you're receiving, okay?
Okay.
I'm getting this, you know, the angels are with you, but then there's also an ascended master with you.
Okay.
To help you to really to trust more, I guess. There's some kind of situation that maybe you need a little bit of help with.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. And like you've been praying in, you know, whatever form of prayer that you use, you know, keep believing, and I'm getting, do you ever just like light a white candle as you put out your request to the universe?
I haven't in a long time, so I can.
Yeah,
I have some.
Yeah, I mean the dollar store, if you have any dollar stores near you, they
yeah,
have
that's
a really.
Yeah, I used to do, the long ones, the tall ones.
Yeah, and they're in a nice glass, you know, nice glass.
Yeah,
those are amazing.
Okay.
Yeah, and
I put a little one, okay.
The angels are saying, get some of those.
Okay.
Do you feel like your energy's been drained a little bit lately?
Yeah. I don't want to say no, but yes.
Okay. And just,
but I've
you
been
know
listening
what?
And doing.
You said no because Ginger's laughing and saying, you've got to be able to say no to others, Leanne, you know? So don't be afraid to say once in a while, okay?
Yep, no, I'm not. That's actually, I think all of that's coming into play. It's good.
Yeah, and this is, you know, this is a magical time. So start working your magic. This is your divine timing, okay? And I'm getting everything is together so that you can co-create what you've been wanting, okay? You don't see it right now. Have a little bit more patience. You've got to trust in the universe.
Okay.
Okay? Don't rush into anything. Don't make any crazy decisions.
Right.
Okay?
Yep.
This way
yep.
you'll know when the angels are telling you it is time, Leanne. God does have a plan for you, okay?
Okay, thank you. No doubt.
So just let go and let God and give away those worries that you carry at times. You don't need to hold on to that stuff, okay?
Yes, okay.
As Ginger's saying, just tell it, you know, she's got to let go and let God and you know, you always have us here too, you know, if you need a little bit of encouragement or help.
Exactly.
And I am,
it's really nice.
Well, it's nice to have you call in as well. It works both ways. But I'm getting the word healing, Ginger saying healing, but Leanne, this is healing on all levels.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm just feeling like a big whoosh of energy. This is healing on all levels. Your uncle is with you. There's so many loved ones with you. They're supporting you. And your uncle's saying, we're with you always in all ways. Okay? Always in all ways. Okay?
That's funny because that's one of my hashtags. I use A-L-L with a capital W-A-Y-S. Yeah, they know me.
You're saying expect to be healed. Expect to be healed. Be bold here. Expect to be healed.
Okay.
So you've got to just tell the universe, you know, I expect healed. And when you get up in the morning and just, you know, like, oh, my gosh, something amazing is going to happen today. You know? And I expect my miracles, you know? You can be a little bold. Put it out there.
Yes. Yes.
Because you put gratitude out there. Leanne does put enough of gratitude out there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying, sometimes just sit and just be Leanne and know that you are enough. And it is enough. Okay?
Okay.
And just, you know, sit and, you know, look at all that you have created so far. And just give a little bit of gratitude. Stay in that moment. And she's saying there's going to be so much more to come. Okay? You created this beautiful connection with the divine. You created this beautiful connection with the universe. Okay? And just, you could sit there, breathe, and just say thank you.
Okay?
Okay, so I'm trying to see. Ginger's saying, girlfriend, whatever you need to heal, she's saying, do you have frankincense essential oil?
No.
Okay, well, she's saying,
yes, I do. I'm lying. Yes, I do. A friend, I asked for it a couple of years ago, and I actually have a little bottle. It was a gift.
Beautiful.
I do have some.
That's going to help. That's going to help you to heal. It's going to help to balance the divine male energy that you have as well. You're saying at times you feel sort of like a disconnect from self at times, a disconnect from life. At times you're a little bit more fragile. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Each of us has, you know, like the male and female energy, and you've got to connect a little bit more with your divine male energy.
Oh, okay.
Okay? And frankincense is like it's going to connect you with your sacred blueprint, okay?
Okay.
Okay? It aligns you with your sacred blueprint, and it helps you to be in perfect alignment with, you know, with the Creator.
Okay.
And then when you use that, you're going to feel that beautiful connection. Okay? Mm-hmm. You can put it on the head area. You could put it on the bottoms of your feet. I don't know if you could diffuse it. You could diffuse it if you'd like.
Okay.
Okay? So that's going to be like a really important essential oil at this time.
Okay.
Okay? And frankincense sort of directs you. And you're going to, you know, when you need to be restored. So you do need some kind of a healing, you know, and it's, you know, physical, and it goes on all different levels, and that's what's coming for you. So Ginger's saying, you know, whatever you need to heal, you have frankincense. So you start.
I love it. Okay.
Okay, and that's what I have. Okay. And that when you laughed, that was so beautiful. So keep on.
Ginger's funny. Just okay. Thank you.
Okay. So she's been watching over you. She's saying you're doing a good job. Keep on, you know, keep on keeping on. She's saying you're doing great, Leanne. You know.
Thank you.
Long way, baby. You know.
That's actually true. I need to realize that.
Yeah, you've come a long way. She just wants to ask before she lets you go, do you kind of, I like myself, I have like allergies, really bad allergies, but I use castor oil. I rub castor oil like when I'm sore and different things. You can use olive castor oil. You could put it on your stomach. The castor oil
Okay.
And you could put like a you know, like a heating pad mm-hmm. or something with the castor oil underneath.
Okay.
You know, and you
oh,
have
wow.
to put
okay.
a towel on different things. But I'm just
okay.
getting like using like a therapeutic oil. Do you use any therapeutic oils?
I have a little CBD oil that's in a more of a cream that sometimes my husband will do on my feet. And
yeah, well,
then,
you can use your feet as well. You can use olive
okay.
oil, you can use castor oil. Do you have a
okay.
peanut
and
allergy?
I've used olive oil before with, no, but I don't tend to, for some reason, it always feels like peanut for me is not the best thing. I don't know.
Yeah,
why,
I like peanut, like for me.
Olive oil I've done before.
Yeah. Have you ever
stuff.
Tried castor oil?
I haven't. I wrote that down because I know what it is, but I've not tried it. I think my grandmother used
yeah,
to
I mean, the castor oil is amazing. It's really, really
okay.
amazing. I mean, that's the one that I, you know, that I absolutely love.
That sounded
love.
Good on the stomach and the heating pad. That sounded good.
And the heating pad, because it will be like, you know, you don't want to get your clothes ruined as well. But the
right.
heating pad and like a, if you have an old flannel shirt, an old flannel bed sheet.
Yeah, I have
like,
stuff like, yeah, yeah.
That's what's going to really, it's going to make you feel so much better. Let me know, you know, how you feel after you use it.
Oh, okay.
okay.
About how long?
You know what?
Minutes?
I would just let your guidance tell you, you know?
That's what I was feeling too, just see what happens.
Yeah, like,
okay.
you'll know, like, when you should, like, you know, get beyond it. But I feel like it's really, really going to help you. Okay?
Nice. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, and I'm just, you know, and I'm just feeling like that, like, that's going to be part of the healing and everything. It's going to be absolutely amazing. But castor
Great.
Oil is, like, so cheap and it's so amazing, you know?
Okay,
so I just,
cool.
I love castor oil.
No, that's nice. Thank you.
Yeah.
I will do that.
Okay.
And I have
well,
the heating pad, so I just have to get the castor
yeah, that,
oil.
Yeah,
so
if you
that,
have, like,
that'll,
a
that's easy.
Shirt, like, an old flannel shirt that you can wrap the heating
mm-hmm.
pad in, or an old flannel
okay.
sheet that you can
so
cut
I don't
off
mess
a,
that up. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, an old
yeah.
flannel shirt, you could just basically put it inside the shirt and just, you know, like, button up the shirt and tie the arms together, and there you have, like, your
yeah,
casing.
Yeah, there you
and,
go.
Yeah,
there
but
go. That's pretty good. Okay.
It helps your liver, like it helps everything, that castor oil.
Oh, wow.
It's,
so it's a detoxifier, it's, too. Okay, nice.
Your liver as well, too, and any kind of pain that you have. And it
okay.
actually, from what I read, that, like, it'll bring up your white count of the white blood cells, the castor oil.
Really? Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So
wow. Wow.
It's just amazing stuff. I always have it on hand. Like I said, it's so cheap, you know? But it's
exactly.
just like
I was going to say, that's been around forever, too.
Yeah, yeah. It really has.
See, it's right there. It's the simple things. It really is the simple
but
things
there's
that,
so many
you know?
Simple that, yeah, that we could do that people don't really realize, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And another simple
know.
Thing Ginger said before she turned you over to Auntie Barbara is make sure you're doing some breath work.
Yeah, okay.
Okay?
Okay? Got
she wants
it,
you to
yes.
do like, you know, like conscious breath work, okay?
Okay, okay.
You're
going to
be a life force within you, okay? It's going to help you to
mm-hmm.
stay present. And it has so many benefits, okay?
Okay, yes.
Okay. Okay, so I'm turning you over to Auntie Barbara. Auntie Barbara.
Okay. So you had a lot. Thank you. Hi, Auntie Barbara. I never called you that, but that worked. I like it.
Hi.
Whew. Hi.
Well, the first thing I'm getting for you is an image, and apparently this is something you're supposed to do. So
okay.
take something out to sit on. You're going to be outside, and you can decide where you want to do this. And you're going
okay.
to put around you, in a circle around you, some mixture of food for the birds. And there needs to be corn in it, and the rest of it is completely up to you. But you need to have the corn.
Okay.
I'm not really sure why.
And I need to have the corn.
And so you,
okay.
you put this circle of feed around you. Then you sit there very quietly, very still.
Mm-hmm.
And you let the birds come and surround you.
Oh, my. Okay.
And
they know
they're
fascinating,
about this,
so that'll...
Yeah, something about this energy
wow.
from the birds that you are supposed to connect to, and this is supposed to really, it feels like it revitalizes you and revs you up, kind of, takes you to a different level.
Okay. Wow.
And they say it's important for you to actually do it, not just go into meditation and see it, but to actually
do it. No, it's a physical
it.
Action. Okay, yeah, I'm getting it too when you're saying it. I can see it when you're saying it too. So, yeah.
Make sure
I
the dog
see it and
cat
I can
are
feel
put
it.
Away.
It's a do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll have to stay in while I do that.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, Sparkle will be in the way and Shaggy, yeah, not good.
Yeah.
Hmm. Wow.
Okay, so they're saying to do that whenever you are ready to do it, just do it.
Okay.
And I can just see this energy moving in you and flowing through you as you're doing it. So. I have no urinary statements because I've been looking at you feeding birds, so...
In my own little circle right there.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about grounded too, because I'm sitting. So that's good too.
Yeah.
Well, I'd say I got a lot. I write my stuff. I scribble. I don't even go back to it half the time, but I write it, and then the things I'm supposed to, you know, take action on, I have a little square box next to, so I make sure to like do it. It's like, oh, it's always right there.
Well, wonderful. Well, that's all I'm getting
Thank
for
you.
So
I got plenty.
Go sit with your birdie.
I feel cool. I like it. Okay, so I'll report back to both of you. I like this. This is good. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Very, very much. And today's massage day, and it's rainy here. So I won't be doing the birds today because they're not quite... well, they'd probably show up, but they wouldn't probably be... Me sitting on the ground wouldn't be great in the water. It would probably be really good, but I don't want to do that.
No, it should be a time when you're comfortable.
Needs to be dry.
Make sure you're sitting on something comfortable. Yeah.
Yeah.
Make sure you take care of yourself.
Yeah. Yep. Today is really, it's a perfect, this is great, great beginning. I woke up early and finished my decorations on my tree and found little things. And I have something from each, what I call my female tribe. And I was like, oh, so I always put them on the tree last, and my Nona Jean's ornaments too. So it was just really sweet. And I did it like it. I woke up at some crazy hour, but it was perfect because it was just me, and even the puppy went in the other room and I was just me and the cat, and did that, and then I made my celery juice, and then now I was like, oh, I need to get on the call. Yeah. And then I kept, it wasn't happening, and then I called in at the Cleopatra time, and I just literally wet my face, and then you called and I was drying my face. I said, I know it's gonna be me. 510, please kiss. So this is I was like, oh yeah, yes.
Ginger is so happy you called in, and she's saying she loves, you know, what Barbara said about connecting with birds. And she's saying if a bird poops on you, it does bring good luck, okay? If you're connecting with the birds and they poop on you, then, you know, don't be surprised if you don't manifest some abundance and prosperity, okay?
Okay, well, I'll be open to that, but I'm not going to tell them to do it. I'm just going to say you have to.
She's saying just remember if a bird does poop on you,
good
that
stuff.
It's a good It's a good thing, okay?
Tell us
thanks. He'll laugh and know that.
Sense of humor on
thing.
You know, it has happened once before, honestly, and I had to laugh. So it's sort of comical that she's bringing that up. Literally popped on the top of my head. I remember being in shock.
I got like a couple times
really
right on the head. Yep.
Right on the top. Yep. And it made no sense. It had to plop literally right.
Yes,
I have a memory of that. So yeah, and that was just a couple years ago. So all right, thank you, and thank you everybody, and thank you Ginger, and I will chat with you guys and be with you guys soon.
Awesome. Take care. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too, both of you.
Bye bye. All right, DC. We have come to the end of another show.
Wow. Big Bird, Cleopatra, birds pooping on heads. a divine day.
Yes, definitely.
Well, I enjoyed it. Oh my goodness, Barbara, you made my day. I just feel, I've got my personal dose of vitamin G, and it just feels totally, totally amazing.
Well, good,
totally
wonderful.
So, everyone out there, if you're still listening, check out Barbara's website and read a little bit more about her automatic writing. My goodness.
And we're starting a new course, not this week, but the week after this. So,
wow.
Now it's a good time.
Totally beautiful. Beautiful. Well, I'm looking forward to reading Cleopatra's message, Barbara.
Oh, no, it'll be a recording, not... You won't read it.
Oh, okay. To hear it, that would be fine. I can't wait. I'm just so excited. I think that is so amazing. So amazing. People just don't know what they're missing. Honest to goodness. So I hope everyone, like I said, you know, checks out your website. There's something there for everyone. You know, it's just a beautiful website. And like you said, there's different healing techniques and there's so many different nice things for people.
Yeah.
So it's really exciting. Well, have a blessed day, Barbara. I look forward to connecting with you again on Thursday.
Okay.
And I'm hearing Ginger say, you know, connect with that inner child and jump on that unicorn. Okay? You got to? Yes. I connect with my inner child, of course, with Jackson here. I'm on, like, inner child overload, of course, you know. But you've got to get on that beautiful unicorn, Barbara.
I will. And I hope everyone else does as well.
Yes. Have a great day, everyone. Bye now.
Bye-bye.